This is Venice Ferguson with Coffee Talk. A little knowledge can be a dangerous thing. A slightly different wording of the original phrase from the 18th century poet and satirist Alexander Pope, and certainly applies to the Trump administration's claim that the FDA in the United States believes the use of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol and many cold and flu medications, during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism. The ridiculous claims have now prompted Health Canada to issue an advisory indicating acetaminophen is a recommended treatment for fever and pain during pregnancy. Health Canada maintains there is no conclusive evidence that using acetaminophen as directed during pregnancy causes autism or other neurodevelopmental disorders. Moreover, acetaminophen is commonly used to relieve pain and reduce fever. It has been used safely by millions of Canadians for decades, including during pregnancy and while breastfeeding. And acetaminophen is a recommended treatment of pain or fever in pregnancy when used as directed, but should be used at the lowest effective dose for the shortest duration needed. Health Canada states that untreated fever and pain in pregnant women can pose risks to an unborn child. If you are pregnant or breastfeeding, they urge you to talk to your healthcare provider if you have questions about the use of any medication. The fact that Health Canada even thinks it's necessary to issue an advisory certainly speaks to the level this ridiculousness has reached. And the conspiracy theorist in me starts to contemplate if Trump and company have an axe to grind with Johnson & Johnson.